Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It's another exciting episode of Ideologically Illogical, and I'm your host, Christopher, or Mark Christopher Garrett, and here we are embarking on a new journey. I'd like to thank everyone again for allowing me to take the time off last month. It really allowed me to clear my head and to get the research done that I needed to lock into place to give you guys the best of the best of these next episodes that are coming up. And with that being said, I'd like to tell you guys about some new changes that will also be coming up for this next 6 month period. So I hate to tell you guys this, but unfortunately, instead of doing daily episodes at around the 10 minute mark, we're going to switch to doing 1 week episodes that'll be more around the 30, 45, even an hour period. So for those of you that are used to getting the daily content, I apologize, but not really, because you can still break this down if you want to and just listen to it in portions. But we really need the time in between, because what we're going to do is we're going to take our back catalog and start uploading it up onto all the video formats, such as, well, I don't even want to go. I'm not going to give those people the time of day and advertise for them. But you know where to go get your video and what to see. And that's going to take some time, because we want to get the best imagery and footage that we can to go along with the narrative that we've already laid down. And this is going to be great for everyone. So it's going to allow us to grow and expand way faster than we ever thought. And that's just going to mean more for you guys, because that'll allow me to put that much more into the new episodes. So with that being said, let's talk about the newest episode we got coming up, which is this one, Durr. And we're going to go ahead and start it off with where we left off, because like I said, this episode is all about connecting the dots, which is a great thing. So you never missed out, right? If you need to catch up, just go listen to our past episodes. Yes, we do have the reruns in there. Mostly last month will be pretty much all reruns. So if you want to get to the nitty gritty, go back beyond that and listen straight through, and mostly skip last month. There are one or two originals in there. So if you want to be sneaky, go ahead and search for them. But either way, here we are now. And what we're doing is connecting the dots in history to where we got from where we thought we were to today. And we present history in a different light, a different view, a different way of seeing things, so that you can have a different perspective than anyone else has ever given it to you. Because why? Because history, just like everything else, my friends, has been hijacked by whichever powers you want to deem the evil ones. It doesn't matter at this point, because everyone's flip-flopped so many places in time that at some point in time, the evil ones in your world were in power and they screwed it up. And then the evil ones in my world were in power and they screwed it up, and vice versa. And there's so many different factions of evil ones. And we also already know about the burning of all the libraries, right? The famous one, the Library of Alexandria. But prior to that was a huge library over in the Golden Age of Islam, prior to Muhammad, when they destroyed all of that history, which is where we get pretty much all of our real stuff, math. I mean, I'm not going to go into that in this little opening, but for all those that want to know, like I said, go listen to the past episodes. We connect all the dots. But here we are today, and this is a great thing, because all we're going to do today is lock it in. And move forward. Now, I don't know if you know this, but we just entered into the sixth sun, and frequency is everything. And with the sixth sun, there's a frequency shift, and this is very powerful. And it, man, I can't even tell you guys how much I'm so happy, because this means the good is about to take over the evil that was supplemented in between the end of the Mayan calendar and the beginning of the Aztec calendar. Holy crap, that was horrible to go through, and we all had to live it. But now we're through it, and we're on the other side, and there's going to be some big changes. And with that, we're going to open up this new beginning and this new episode, this new series, with the question. And I want you guys to think about it real heartedly. The word musician and magician, very similar. Not much difference. I mean, even if you look at how in etymology our words have switched from one region to another but stayed the same meaning, it's almost like those two words have that same type of etymology and they just shift a certain region, but they really do still mean the same thing. So what do magicians do? Well, we know they cast spells. They try to manifest things into reality that didn't exist. They create illusion that's not there. the real magic, right? Not the hocus pocus pocus crap that you get out of Hollywood, which is all disinformation, but the reality of being in tune with nature, right? Locking into the frequencies of nature. Now think about that. Musician, huh? What do musicians do? They play with sounds and frequencies, and nature is its own frequency. And so to be the greatest musician, the greatest magician, you would need to lock in all of those frequencies and harmonize together with what? But the frequency of our Mother Earth, right? Terra Libre, Atlantis, Atlantia. So this is what we've always been talking about, harmonizing with the one and only growing mother. And she is growing. That's something else that we're going to be expanding upon as this continues down the path. But hey, guys, that's just the beginning of it. I'd like to talk about something we've got going, which is going to expand, I think, the consciousness of mankind. I hope so, right? And we need to embed it in the psyche of everybody. And that is, now that we know what's going on this planet, and why it's happening, and the frequencies and everything else, it's time to unite we, the people of the entire planet, for ourselves. We don't need the governments to do this for us. We don't need any institutions, any higher learning, whatever's. That's the hocus pocus pocus, right? Let's get out of that unreality and step back into the nature of the real reality and harmonize with one, with what is and was, will forever be, and that is the great Mother Earth, Atlantis. And so that's where we're going to be heading, the new direction of the podcast. And like I said, we're going to issue one podcast a week as opposed to one a day, and they're going to be very yummy, I think, and entertaining, and give you great nuggets of information and continue to connect those dots that we've been trying to connect all along down this path from where we once came and where we're headed, because that's the whole point, right? Why are we here is just one of the questions. Where did we come from is another question. But the biggest question is not just what is my purpose, but where do I fit in the cog of the great wheel, and where is it taking us, and why? And those are the answers that we're going to, you know, bring forth here. And whether you agree with them or not, we'll present the truth as it is in reality, without the cover-up, without the hype, and without the hocus pocus focus. So guys, thank you for tuning in for this great first episode, coming back after my month off, and I do appreciate it. And if you like the music behind this, it may be a little loud on this mix, because I'm sorry, I'll turn it down probably a little too late. It's picking up Biggie Lewis right now. But we just released this CD. It's called Octogod Dystopiana. We're all living in this dystopian times, and everyone has, you know, I'm not even going to go into the word and everything else about what everyone's had to do for the last year and a half. Everyone knows. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of censoring this. So these are dystopian times. And so I've been playing Dystopiana, which is basically a type of piano for these type of times. And it's over 44 songs, 15 hours of dystopian music. And yeah, so you can listen to it on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, iHeartRadio, anywhere you want to listen to it. You can download it, whatever. But thank you guys for everything. And we will be coming back once a week with a brand new episode. And I tell you what, this is going to be a great year, because as the UFO phenomena is starting to expose itself, you guys have to understand that this is part of what we've been connecting the dots on. So I do have to take this one scheduled break, because my time's about to run out, and we will come back and expose the false flag UFO phenomena. Be right back. And we're back. And we're back. All right, guys. the whole UFO thing that everyone's acting like it's a big deal. I want you guys to understand that the people in my circles have been talking about this, not the theory of UFOs, but that there would be the revelation of UFOs on the timeline of the global agenda based on also when they would release the plandemic. And that is why it's important you go back and listen to all of our prior episodes, and which is why we're trying to put them onto video with the visuals, which will have such a huge impact and really paint a huge picture for everyone, because all of this, I don't want to say is just planned, because I don't think people understand quite what I mean when we say that. It's not, you know, when they made the atomic bomb, right? Everything was departmentalized. And so the person that was making, you know, just one connector didn't even know what the connector went to. The other person making the timer, he didn't even know what the timer went to. For all he knew, it probably went into a stove or, you know, a washing machine or something like that. And you know what? Maybe it did. Maybe it went into multiple devices because it was that functional. And that's the thing. Our world today, our entire planet, is so departmentalized that nobody realizes that what their little portion is can still go towards the evil part. And not that you intended for that, not that you're working towards that, but ultimately there is always two sides of the same coin. And so at all times we have to, that's why there's always yin and yang and the opposites. And all the ancients knew this and understood it. And it's time we started acting accordingly. So, but it's just amazing to me that we're here now and everyone's on an uproar politically, acting like everything is a big surprise. And then all of a sudden, woohoo, here comes the aliens. For one, I mean, first off, everyone likes to talk about Area 51 as a big to-do for alien cover-up. You would not even know that term, Area 51, if it was not for a gentleman called Bob Lazar. And I read about him early on, and he became a big influence over me with his, it was the little jet engine that he was putting on his bike and said, Angel, jet engine. Wanted one. He had it myself. He had it on a go-kart. He had it on a bike. And it was Eugene Glufhausen or something invented it. I got the name all wrong, but, and it was a propane jet. Really interesting. No moving parts. I mean, this thing was beautiful. No moving part jet engine with propane. I'm talking about the stuff that you cook your steaks on your propane grill. So you could literally go down to every 7-Eleven and pick up a propane tank and feed your jet. This stuff was really cool. And this goes way, way, way back, right? We're talking Antiquitech again. So I had to have one of these jets. And I started looking into it and I realized that they were invented during World War II, but back then everything was built out of steel and they needed to move so much materials and so many things that they didn't see a practical application. But nowadays with lightweight materials and this, that, and the other, and the need for covert spying and everything, there's a huge need for this type of thing. And now we can mount these things on these ultralight things and have jet technology with no moving parts, using something that its byproduct is, you know, not bad for the environment. This is such a great thing for everybody. But again, all of this tech has been covered up. And he was on top of more than just that one. I mean, that was the just stuff he was playing around with as a teenager like I was, right? But he got off into doing the bigger experiments over there. He was assigned to retro-engineer everything at Area 51. And he became the first whistleblower out of there. And that's how we got the term Area 51, because he realized that that tech are not our. He considered it alien, and he was on that it was just ourselves from a past era, the Atlantean era, and it was the same civilization that built the moon, and the same civilization of the people that built the moon built the pyramids, and again the pyramids were built to keep tabs on the earth. In other words, think of it like if you were to go get a one of those things when they put all those things on your chest and EKGs, right? and they're measuring all your stuff, or when a doctor puts a stethoscope on you, right? What's a stethoscope? A stethoscope is a pyramid. And so all of those pyramids were stethoscopes placed across a certain meridian line, which is why there's the cover-up pyramid in China and all the other pyramids. The one in Bosnia is the one off the coast of Japan. And the pyramids, don't forget, over in Hawaii. And again, we need to look at a map where there's no water on sea planet and see actually the real ridges, because at one point in time, the water was so lower that all those ridges were exposed and were actually land masses, which is where we got those places like Doggerland. And I know a lot of people are familiar with Doggerland, but those that aren't, go look up my episode Doggerland, and you understand that the land connecting Great Britain and Ireland and Scotland to Europe was not always underwater, and that area was called Doggerland. And there's evidence of remains of houses and buildings and tigers and all kinds of things that show that it was above ground. And that it was at this point in time, when you, if you take the water level back down to that level, you will see that the Yucatan Peninsula actually connected to Florida. It was one big land ridge of mountains, and that's why you still have the pyramids extend all the way up into Florida. Look at the Mayan pyramids at Crystal River, and then there's some Mayan pyramids up in Georgia, and there's some other Mayan pyramids. Now, I know they try to obfuscate the truth and try to make it like they're Native American Indians, but of course they're Native American Indians. And these Native Americans were Mayans, Aztecs, Toltecs, whatever you want to call them, right? That's how they obfuscate things, by changing the name, and then you just don't understand. So we're just going to call everything Atlantean. That's from this era. And if you follow my podcast, you'll understand why. And that's why we've returned, and why I've proclamated this earth to be Atlantis, because we're giving its namesake back that it's always had. Ooh, you're not familiar with that. Oh, okay, I forgot to touch on that. Guess what? We're going to take this next break. We're going to come back on how this planet was the, at this land, right? That's Atlantis. That's the exact translation, Atlantis, at this land. And that's the name of this planet, folks. Yeah, we're going to get back. We're going to break it all down. Thank you for joining me back on our first podcast of the return. Yeah, and we're going to break it all down, but I got to take this next scheduled break. So we'll be right back. Atlantis, at this land. The mystery that was either covered intentionally and given so many clues to misguide us, or really eluded mankind for all these eons and ages. And people say, well, I don't know, the earth doesn't look like the map of what Plato drew. And I say, oh, really? Let's look again. Let's pull out Plato's map. And you have the circle within circle within circle, as he describes it. Now, what I want you to do is to disassociate from everything that has been manually imagined from his text. And I want you to go back to the original text of what he wrote. And I want you to actually read it for yourself and interpret it the way it's actually written. Now, the visuals are pretty much dead on, I'll give you that, but you have to take away that imaginary part that the artist that drew the map put into it, because what they did was they made it an actual island. Now, erase that out of your memory banks and insert new paradigm, and that is, go look at the United Nations flag. Go look at how we view the planet from the top, and you'll see these concentric circles going out, and you'll see the layout of the land. And it's quite interesting that when you compare that and overlay it with the works that have been laid from the past, wow, at this land is this planet. Because when they came here to terraform, I'm sorry, when we came back to terraform. So we're going to have to break it down in another episode about who did it. You know, the big who did it. But it's always us. It's always our own conscience. It's always the way we think and how we retrogressed it back to our past. That's the part that I'll have to come back and needs further explaining for people that don't understand, because they've been taught that time is so linear, and it is within the staple, but within the galactic movements of things, there's some doorways open. So with that being said, that those were some of the biggest secrets being kept. And that is why when you look at all of the ancient architecture, it's always astronomically, of course it is. Yeah, but you don't know why. It's not just so they could go, oh, look, we know when the next eclipse is going to be. I could teach a two-year-old to predict that, because you don't need all of that kind of setup to do that. Okay, these were set up to do much more intrinsic experiments and to align the Earth, because when they got here, or when we found this planet, it was too wobbly, and it was actually off the equator of what we now know. It was more, the equator was more around what we call Capricorn, that meridian, and it was off its kilter a hint. So what we had to do is we had to align it more straight to get it back to a certain degree to keep it from being wobbly, and then we also had to move it up to where the equator is now, and it's continually moving. As a matter of fact, this past year it's done a huge jump between from a magnetic north from us to Russia, so much so that they had to go in sooner than they needed to re-put the numbers on the airport markings so that the airplanes could actually land on the actual runways, because everything's entered digitally based on, you know, when you punch in your GPS, right? And so the GPS coordinates were off that much because magnetic north had moved that much that fast. And all of this goes back to ancient times, and this is what all the ancients studied with the pyramids. And these pyramids were laid across this huge meridian line, which extends from Hawaii all the way through the Pacific, which, when you got to consider, the water was way lower, way lower. So the mountain ranges you could connect and you could connect to and walk across and everything else. And that's how everybody got across. And there was people everywhere at all times. We know this. This is one of the also big cover-ups. And I don't know why this hatred's towards whites, but I'm not going to get into that thing right now. We're going to continue with the facts that even back then, the white tribes were everywhere, and that's what all the history dictates, whether you go to Mexico or Egypt, or it really just does not matter. No matter where you go, the same history prevails, and all of this stuff is starting to unfold, and they can't hide it that much longer. But all of these pyramids were put across the one line, the one meridian line. A couple of them deviate a hint off north and a couple off south. Other than that, you'll have all the obelisks, which were the lower level of what do you call them, antiquitech devices that were gathering. All of these were gathering atmospheric condensed, things. That's why the pyramid at the top had the gold cap and everything else. But that was also to transmit energy back to the man-made moon so it could park it, right? Because when they got it here, they had to stabilize the moon stabilize the Earth. The Earth was still wobbly. They had to park the moon exactly where it needed to be so that they could do it. And this took a little time. It took over, right, 5 suns. Ooh, what's 5 suns remind you of? The Mayan calendar, right? Or the Aztec calendar, I can't remember. Let's see, the Mayan one for the one for the Mars, or is it the Aztec? Let me Google this real quick. Mayan Mars calendar. Sorry, guys, I just want to be factual before I feed you a bunch of malarkey. Mars calendar. Mayan Mars calendar. Don't yell at you guys. Sorry for the delay. Sorry for the, oh, geez. All right, anyway, the Aztecs had one, the Hands had the other, and one was based on the rotation of Mars around the sun, and that count, and the other one was based on the sun and the Earth's rotation around it, and that's where we get the 2 calendars from. So that threw me off looking for that, and I apologize, guys. I never should have done that. But anyway, the exciting thing and what we're talking about is that old Gorsh. I'm at the end of the segment, and we're going to come back to wrap it all up and to explain how this planet Atlantis that was left for us and seeded by us, I think that's what we need to understand, is we realized in our other world, our other parallel universe, our other whatever you want to call it, we had effed up so effing bad, and we sent this stuff out, and it was in the form of programmable DNA, as well as the new synthetic DNA hard drives. It was programmable matter. Programmable matter, right? And the new synthetic DNA hard drives. And between the combination of the two that was sent out to find a planet that could be terraformed and transmutated back into an Earth-seeded planet for humanity. And we did that to ourselves with the aid of AI. And we sent back all of the seeds, right, for all the plants, animals, every human actual family that we could actually load in. And we'll get into all of that and how all of this is possible and what's going on with these synthetic DNA hard drives and who's behind it and why the vaccine is so important. But first, we're going to take another break. Thank you guys for listening to Ideologically Illogical. We will be right back. Welcome back, guys. And what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it up with this segment. And so like we were talking about, if you've been following our podcast, what you understand is that there's been a breakaway society that has been holding out in Antarctica. And they have become the shadow government over the entire planet. They're the ones that are orchestrating what you are now witnessing across the globe with the pandemic and the devaluation of all of the world currencies and about what's to be ushered in with the new reset and the new one world order, all planned, all scheduled, all right on time based on Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 45. And if you're not familiar with any of those, then please just go ahead and use your favorite search engine and type in that plus the word PDF, and you'll get them for free. And they're, you can pretty much get them on the official website from United Nations. I mean, this is real stuff. I'm not talking hocus pocus, fantasy, conspiracy stuff, guys. I wouldn't do that here. Come on. You must be new to my show. Wow. No. What we do is we point you to the official places where the official information comes from. So if you consider the United Nations not official, well, then that's your choice. But a lot of people consider it an official source. And whether we like it or not, it is. And so that's where you can find all of this information on Agenda 2030. And Agenda 2021, which is just about sustainability, which is where they get all of their, you know, green New Deal type of information from and goal. And what they fail and what they understand is it's all about preserving our Mother Earth, Atlantis, this great planet that has been so great for us and you know, giving. But they're doing it in the wrong way. And Mother Earth is upset about that. She doesn't like the deceitfulness that they are doing. And so she has called upon us, humanity, the people, to rise above the governments, not in an evil and bad way, but just mentally, to be above them the same way a parent would be a child of five. In other words, let these governments throw their tantrums and try to maneuver their hocus pocus maneuvers, but at the end of the day, their magic has no effect over us because we have all the power. And this comes with this time shift that I've been talking about, the rising of the sixth sun and bringing back everything into good. Now, obviously, it's not an on-off switch. There'll be a spectrum and we're easing back into it. And so evil was still going to retain certain points of power, which is why they tried to really entrench it over the grand opening between the end of the world from the one calendar, right, in 2012, and the beginning of the world with the other calendar in this month, the 26th of 2021. So that's it, guys. The new frequency shift is here. And the old regime, not the old, see, it's hard to explain, but if you really do believe in spirits and spirituality and evil and good and all of that, that was the opening, kind of like way back in the day, the time of the Archons, right? When during that period, people were able to rape and pillage and rob and murder. And if you did it during that time, you got away with it. And this is why we had Saturnalia and all these other festivals where you could pretty much just do anything and get away with it. And we tried getting away from those times, which is why they eliminated polytheistic ways, brought in monotheistic ways, right? And a lot of that was to start giving up on those blood sacrifices. And almost everything had blood sacrifices. And even at the introduction of monotheism, look at the early beginnings of Judaism and Christianity and Islam, it always involved blood sacrifices. And so it wasn't just a pagan thing, guys. That's just a natural thing. To end it, they had to create the illusion that where we were only going to spill blood one more time, and that became the blood of Christ. And with that, there was no need for anyone to have to spill blood anymore and to have these things. But guess what? There's still a lot of people out there that do. And you're reading about it in the news with Mia and Aurelia and all these ritualistic ritualists going on. That's going on. It's not who we really are getting back to nature. And I can't get into all of this in this podcast. And I'm glad you guys are interested in one week into more, because that just means you'll come back for the next one, because our time is about out. But I want you to think of it like this. If we're from this planet, then we are of Mother Earth. We're like the hair on our arm, right? Like a tree would be. But if we're not from her, then we're a parasite, right? Like an organism that's sucking off of it. Now, those are the only two choices. We're either from it or we're a parasite. I choose to say we're from it. I don't know about you. Do you believe you're from this planet? Or do you believe you're a parasite sucking off of this planet? I'll leave that to you to decide. But since I decided that I'm from this planet, I am a product of her. I am her. Therefore, whether I eat a blade of grass, a salad, a squirrel, a fish, a moon pie, a Twinkie, monkey's uncle, I mean, it really doesn't matter. My own child, the guy next door, see what I mean? Everything at this point would be cannibalism, because we are all from the same origin. So you need to decide where you stand on that. Are you an alien? Are you sucking off of this planet? Or are you this planet? And if that's the case, then lay off of everyone else, because we're all just trying to get along. And with that being said, we're going to come back with the next episode talking more about this great project we have that is going to be an ongoing thing across the entire globe, World Peace Music Box. And it's such a great thing for children, for adults, for everybody. And music is the language of everyone, and it precedes the linguistics we have today, and it's universal, right? And that's the best part about it. So we're going to talk all about that on our next episode, and that's why we introduced it today with the musician or magician, because at the end of the day, how can you tell the difference? They both control the frequencies of the aura. And if you think about the Illuminati, and if you think about the powers that be, what have they been doing, right, over the last whatever amount of course of years? They've been controlling the airwaves. Airwaves are what? Frequency. Whether it's on TV, the radio, whether it's what's out on, let it out on AM, right, which is amplified frequency, right, or FM, which is frequency modulated, or whether it's on the internet. And now we're going into 5G. So obviously they're going to do the same thing with the 5G. Now guess what? we were mentioning earlier about this new synthetic DNA hard drive storage system. And you guys need to really look up this stuff because it's really interesting and it goes back a long time. And guess who's in charge of it? Oh, gee, the same people in charge with barcoding the Jews in World War II. IBM, right? Microsoft, Bill Gates, the Bush family, the New World Order, the Plandemic people that want to depopulize. Anyway, that's all for other episodes. And glad you enjoyed today's episode of Ideologically Illogical. I am your host, Christopher, Mark Christopher Garrett, however, which way you would like to look at it. The music behind it can be found by Googling or looking up or going to your favorite music outlook spot for Dystopiano, because we are living in these dystopian times and we need to clear our heads. We don't need extra noise confusing us. We need to open ourselves up to the new frequencies of the new world, the sixth sun. And here we are, and we're moving forward. Thanks, guys. Come back for the next episode. Later, Gator. Roger Dodger over out.